It's Thursday, April 1st, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. A federal judge has blocked a project in Nevada that would expand livestock grazing across 400 square miles of some of the highest priority sage-grouse habitat in the West. The Interior Department appeals judge says the government deliberately misled the public by underestimating damage cattle could do to the land. The ruling comes as scientists continue to document dramatic declines in greater sage-grouse numbers across 11 western states. A new report issued Tuesday by the U.S. Geological Survey says the population has dropped 65% since 1986. It's not quite summer, but wildfires are already here. One in Utah is the largest fire to burn in the state so far this year. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports this may be a sign of things to come.
Bill Crapser is the state forester for Wyoming.
It's not unheard of to have early fires.
But historically, April, May, and June are usually wet, so Crapser says the moisture normally changes things.
Unfortunately, over the last 20 years, normal has changed a lot. The definition of normal, we're not quite sure what that is.
Currently, much of the region is in varying degrees of drought, and the National Weather Service is predicting that a lot of that drought will persist. Plus, the Intermountain West has seen a big increase in human-caused fire. Crapser says now is the time to prepare for wildfire season for folks living near undeveloped wildland vegetation. That means creating a defensible space around your home. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
Nearly one in three Nevadans eligible for a COVID-19 vaccination have gotten their first shot, with roughly 18% of the state's entire population now completely vaccinated. That's according to the latest information on the state's online dashboard. In Washoe County, one in five residents are now fully vaccinated. Statistically, Nevada is averaging fewer than 200 daily cases of COVID-19 and three deaths per day. The totals are based on a two-week rolling average. Washoe County is averaging 43 new cases per day. Washoe County's COVID-19 response team is looking for volunteers and temporary staff to assist with vaccination efforts. The Washoe County Medical Reserve Corps program is specifically looking for people who can administer vaccines. They're also looking for staff who can help with assisting vaccinators and with traffic flow, among other duties. If you're interested in volunteering, you can sign up at the Medical Reserve Corps of Washoe County website. CVS Pharmacy is offering COVID-19 vaccinations in 13 of its stores throughout Nevada, including two in Reno and more in Carson City and Sun Valley. Anyone interested must register in advance at CVS.com or through the CVS Pharmacy app. Nevada's top law enforcement official is weighing in on the rise of anti-Asian hate crimes. Attorney General Aaron Ford joined leaders from the Asian American and Pacific Islander communities during a town hall Tuesday to condemn the recent spat of hate crimes. Ford says that discrimination against AAPI residents is not a new issue and often goes unreported.
We've only had 3,800 some odd reports, but we know more out there. And the key is, again, talking about actions that we can take to help push back on AAPI hate. One of those actions is to report it. You have to speak up.
Nevadans are encouraged to call local law enforcement or reach out to the Nevada Equal Rights Commission to report racist complaints and hate crimes. The Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada announced Wednesday that STEM Express and Pay Certify are now expected to move their headquarters to Reno. STEM Express is a biomedical company that offers bone marrow, blood samples, and other products to researchers. Pay Certify is a financial technology company that is involved with e-commerce. It's not an April Fool's joke. The Reno Arch is changing colors this month. The famous landmark will be green and blue for the month of April to raise awareness of National Donate Life Month. The month is designed to encourage more people to register for organ donation. Those are your morning news headlines for Thursday, April 1st. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.